Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
It is 8:51. Jussie Smollett took the witness stand yesterday. Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law, joins us now to talk about what's going on there. Good morning, Karen. And I don't get this. Jussie Smollett says he's lost his livelihood, but that's not the issue. I mean, so what? The question is, was it a hoax or not? And it sure seems to me like it's a clear case of someone totally lying about everything. But who? How do you see what's going on here, Karen?
Well, the first problem with this is the decision by the judge not to have cameras in the courtroom. And, you know, it's his prerogative, but in a case where it started out one way, right? It was supposed to be a gay hate crime, and then it turned out to be a hoax, and then there was a prosecution, and then there wasn't, and then there's a new prosecution. And you would think that in just to honor transparency so that people are watching how the system is working, we would have cameras in the courtroom. So to answer your question, it is impossible for me, unless I'm over there in the courtroom watching what's going on, to know exactly who's credible and who's not, right? I mean, how do we know this? We are hearing one thing from the Ostendaro brothers, that this was a hoax, that he paid them to create this fallacy. And then we now hear Smollett is on the stand saying, why would I mess up my face? Why would I loved my job. I was making lots of money. I didn't even want to report this to the police, but my manager told me to do it. I had a gay relationship with one of the brothers, and the brothers denied that. So we are hearing two diametrically opposite situations here, and we have no idea how it's being received. Because one of the things you do is you watch not only how the witness is doing, but you watch how the jury is reacting to it. And I have no idea what's going on in that regard.
Yeah, exactly. The police came to the conclusion that this was a hoax, didn't they?
Well, they did, but not initially. Initially, they arrested the two Ostendaro brothers. So, you know, to me, as a defense lawyer, I'd say, well, they had a reasonable doubt about what happened here, and now we're supposed to convict him beyond a reasonable doubt. I mean, I'm not saying I'm predicting anything because I'm not sitting in that courtroom, but don't be surprised if there's an acquittal here, because, you know, the jury really honors the idea that a reasonable doubt, any reasonable doubt can let him walk. That might very well happen, given the fact that the Ostendaro brothers, you know, they kind of flip-flop, too, and they're not the perfect characters as well. I mean, you know, if you look at some of the things that they're doing, selling drugs, they had guns in their apartment, and they participated in the hoax. It's not like they were innocent. They went along with it according to their own testimony. So I don't know, Bob. This is just a strange one.
Yeah, everybody's a little goofy here, and I what's going to happen today? He was on the stand 6 hours yesterday. What happens now?
Well, I think he's going to finish his story. He's going to finish what happened, and I what I would like to hear, which I haven't seen in the media yet, is how is he going to explain why the Ostendaro brothers would turn on him? What would be their motive? Did they get pressured by the police? Was it a lover's spat? Was there money involved? Was there something? There's some facts here, I feel, that we just don't know. Like, there's a missing piece. And I'm hopefully that we're going to get that, but I don't know.
There's no question that Smollett paid the brothers, but he says he paid them for some sort of diet and exercise plan. Is that it?
Right. I mean, both of them, I've seen the pictures, and I've seen one of the brothers in person. I mean, they're physical specimens, and that doesn't surprise me that they do training or that they have some sort of supplement, we'll call it.
There's video of them buying all of this equipment for what may have been the hoax. They have that on video.
Which is bizarre, then, because then who were the people that Jussie Smollett said actually assaulted him? They were white people. One of them, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And again, maybe the whole plan here for the defense is just to throw enough stuff on the table and have the jury just look up and say, we can't be certain about anything given this the testimony.
Because all you have to show is reasonable doubt, right?
That's right.
Yeah, well, so far there's a lot of that, it seems, and a lot of money lost. The city devoted enormous resources to solving what they thought was a crime.
Well, and how about the special prosecutor? I mean, Dan Webb, you know, fabulous lawyer, one of the best lawyers in the nation, charges $1,500 an hour. Now, whether he's actually charging the city for this, I don't know. But this whole thing has just gotten so much press, so much time, so much money. And I don't know where, you know, I don't know how we've benefited at all from any of this.
Yeah, I was talking about this earlier this morning, and I got a text saying, Bob, you don't know who's telling the truth. Smollett already paid $10,000 and did community service in a secret deal with Kim Fox to drop the charges. Wake up, Bob. Is that true?
Well, I mean, that's what happened. She dropped the charges. He did his community service, and Dan Webb found that that was inappropriate and improper, and it wasn't done correctly. I mean, had Kim Fox had just said, like, you're going to just plead guilty to some misdemeanor, then you pay your money, and then we go on our merry way, that would have been proper. But how this happened was bizarre. And remember, it was not even announced. It was sort of like in the dark of night, he all of a sudden the charges were dropped. So
right.
This whole thing just doesn't make sense. And and we should have had transparency. I go back to, we should be watching what's going on in this courtroom if we care about transparency in the city.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. To be continued. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Karen.
Okay, Bob. Take care.